A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowd, "They will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead your gift to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair of your head will be destroyed, and by your perseverance you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord. This is the second time in about a week that "not a hair of your head will be destroyed" comes up. Special meaning in there. Have you seen the writing on the wall? You know where that phrase comes from? Yeah, that writing too. This scripture. You know, many times one really good way of praying is, St. Alphonsus didn't invent this, but he certainly utilized it, and St. Ignatius Loyola, so many of the great teachers, is using our imagination, our gift of imagination when we pray. It helps us to enter into the scripture, the drama of the scripture. And when I did it, something kind of surprising came up about the first reading from the book of Daniel. I sort of imagined God lovingly smiling at the pagans, whom he loved tremendously, thinking to himself, "I know how to get their attention." And he comes up with his big finger and the hand that starts writing on the wall. Well, he got their attention. He did. And the words had to be interpreted. And they get Daniel. And it brings them around. It gets their attention. You know, this is just a great saying, "Have you seen the writing on the wall?" It was a loving reminder from God, even though it sounded harsh, for them to get back on track. Get on the right road. And it's a reminder to us. God is always reminding us very lovingly. Sometimes it might appear harsh, but, you know, sometimes parents, what is it called, tough love? This is how it has to be. While you live in my house, these are the rules. And that's what God is saying. While you are living in my house, this world, this universe, this goes into our Thanksgiving reflection too. We're all born into this world. We all leave this world. We all die. While we're here, we take seriously, we Christians, in a unique way, our Christian mission. We have a mission to live in the time between birth, physical birth, and physical death. What is our mission? And Jesus uses this. This is the gospel we had last weekend, wasn't it? Yeah. And it's not for us to be frightened by these things. It's for us to remember we live in the real world. There are problems in the world. There are difficulties in the world, in our families, in our own lives. Struggles within us, you know, personal things. And the time is short, really, that we have. So it's not meant to have fear freeze us or let fear and worry keep us hostage. But it's a reminder, trust in God. And how is that? To be one with God. How? We nourish that with prayer, personal prayer, communal prayer, the sacraments, reflection, talking with somebody, sharing about spiritual things for nourishment. Let's together see the writing on the wall. Amen.
Amen. Amen.